From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Only one more weekend of democracy left, so be sure to get out there and enjoy it. But before you do, here are today's top stories. Good news today in the fight against coronavirus, as many of the nation's top health experts predict that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be ready as soon as a team of sled dogs is able to transport it across the wild tundras of the Yukon. CDC Director Robert Redfield told reporters this morning that a pack of huskies is currently working around the clock and running thousands of miles through the frozen Canadian territory to deliver the long-awaited vaccine, and that it will be widely available as soon as the snow dogs complete their journey, assuming they aren't crushed under an avalanche or fall through a sheet of ice into a freezing river below before returning. I just hope they don't come across any giant grizzlies. And a major statement today from the nation's independent bookstore owners, who today announced that they don't have that in stock, but they would be happy to order it for you. All 2,500 operators of the nation's independent bookstores came together in unison today to declare that while they unfortunately don't have that specific title in stock, they would gladly get to work on your request and make sure it goes out with the batch of orders they're placing next Wednesday. Oh, fuck that. I'll just download it. All right, coming up after the break, are Americans really as divided as we seem? I sure as shit don't have any idea, but we'll talk with someone who does right after this. We're less than a week away from Election Day, and while many things still feel very uncertain, there is one thing we know for sure. Whoever wins the presidency next week will be tasked with the extremely difficult job of uniting a country that may be more divided than ever before. But is uniting the country even possible, or are our many differences simply too much to overcome? OPR's Alan Potts has set out to answer this very question and joins us now. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Leslie.
Now, Alan, you spent some time engaging with voters on all sides of the political spectrum, is that right?
That's right, Leslie. You know, it can be so easy to demonize the other side, especially online or when you don't know anyone with differing viewpoints from your own. So we wanted to see what happens when you come face to face with someone you adamantly disagree with, and what can be learned just from empathy, from looking into the eyes of someone you disagree with. So, we orchestrated this experiment. We have two people diametrically opposed. We have a 54-year-old man named Rick. He's a rural conservative voter from Missouri, big Trump supporter. And we also have Carrie, who's 29 years old, and she's a hardcore Democrat from Boston. And we put them in a room alone together to see if they could come to terms with some of their differences.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. So how long have they been talking?
They've been locked up in there since last week.
Wait, they've been talking for a week?
That's right. And now, right here, live on air, we're going to check in with them and see how their conversations have been going, and see once and for all if uniting the country is indeed possible.
Oh, God! Oh! The smell! Oh! Oh, Alan! What did you do?
Oh, they're fine. I'm sure they're fine. They just haven't had a shower. So guys, how did it go? How are you feeling? Did you realize there is more that unites us than divides us?
Jesus, what the hell happened here, Alan? Move out of the doorway!
Don't use my name!
Well, let me see what's... Oh! Oh my God!
Listen, they were just in here, okay? I thought if they were locked in a room, they would be forced to talk, you know? You can see my thinking. It's actually very simple. I forgot about them over the weekend. So what? What's a weekend, honestly, during these times? Actually, shit, we were off last week, so it was two weekends. Fuck.
They're dead.
Maybe they're just sleeping.
For 2 weeks?
The human body... I don't know. Oh, God, we gotta get them out of here.
What? What do you mean? We have to call someone.
No! No cops! No cops. Nobody would understand what we were trying to do. We were just trying to bring people together, but they would blame us.
You keep saying we, but this was your project.
I did this under the umbrella.
I don't care. I'm calling security.
Leslie, no!
Well, don't use my name!
Both our names have been said aloud now. There's nothing we can do about it. Listen, we need to calm down and focus. If the cops find out, we're both going to jail and your life will be over. How long do you think a public radio host would last behind bars, huh? Oh, we need to make this work somehow.
Oh, God. What do we do?
We just have to act. I mean, it's not our fault.
It's not?
No, this is simply the result of the experiment. These two couldn't even put aside their partisan squabbles to escape a stupid soundproof room. Where's that intern? They need the college credit too much to squeal. Joy? Joy, get the hell in here!
Hey, did you guys need some refills, or... Oh my God!
Shut up! Shut the hell up and keep quiet. And don't say my name. Help us and nothing bad happens, okay? We could make this stick for you if we wanted to. Leslie, grab a leg. Joy, grab the other leg. Joy!
It's Jessica.
Yeah, I was using code names!
Yeah, it looks like you're going down with us too, Joy.
Joy, just go grab a saw from the supply closet. And stop crying. You want those college credits, don't you?
But Alan Howe, what do we say happened?
Well, it's a shame that they let their different stances on healthcare and taxes do this to them. Lift! They should have realized that a lack of water wasn't the enemy. But maybe bureaucratic America's lack of aid in the Flint water crisis.
Uh-huh.
Clearly this country deserved what's happening to it, right, Leslie?
Yeah. Maybe the division in this country is too deep to heal.
Exactly. This is very illuminating, actually, now that I think about it. Get the bleach. It's in the supply closet next to the Post-its. You can see the woman from Boston clawed at the wall until her fingers were bloody, while it looks like the man is in the fetal position. Maybe that says something about the hopelessness of rural Americans versus the greater, albeit naive, optimism of East Coast professionals.
My God. Is this what the president has done to this country? Are we so divided we can't even figure out how to stay alive without access to food or air or the bathroom?
Oh, sure, I like that. It's all Trump's fault that this happened. I mean, there's an air duct right up there. Why couldn't they just come together and just climb up? Probably because of immigration or discrimination or something. It's their fault for not overcoming their partisan differences and banding together. Okay, now put the pieces in the barrel. I learned this from Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and cover your eyes.
Oh.
Democrat or Republican, we are all made of the same fragile, stupid, too weak to break down the door bodies.
Oh, right. Yeah. They failed to find common ground and it cost them. If nothing else, dialogues like these show that we are all in this together, no matter how we feel about the other side and...
What the?
Hey, I have a Jimmy John's delivery for sweet... What the hell is this? Who are these people?
No witnesses.
Oh God, Alan, no!
Witnesses!
No. We'll be back in a moment. Alan!
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So as you see, listener, the question of whether or not this country can be brought together is still very much up in the air. Let's just hope whatever side wins is willing to fund all the therapy I'm going to need. Also, if you tell anyone about what happened here today, well, let's just say there's plenty more room in that acid barrel for you and your loved ones, so keep your mouth shut. Now here's what else you need to know today. With only a few days before the election, states across the country are already seeing problems at many of their polling sites, and one election watchdog group is up in arms as they say long lines at the polls disenfranchise voters who really need to get home to rub one out. Many voting rights advocacy groups insist that not everyone can take 2 or 3 hours out of their day to not be at home quietly masturbating, and that these excessive long lines are nothing more than an extreme form of chicken choking suppression and infringe on your right as a voter to paddle the pink canoe. And quite a breakthrough on the red planet today, as NASA scientists have announced the discovery of dry ice on Mars could mean the planet may one day be suitable for a Halloween party. Wow, I never would have believed something like this could ever happen in my life, but it may only be a matter of time before humanity is doing the monster mash up there. And finally, this weekend may be your last chance to see a few old favorites, as Netflix has released its list of Hulu executives that will be disappearing at the end of the month. Oh wow, their families might want to check them out while they still can. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop even if the authorities are able to apprehend us, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And for even more exclusive news content, be sure to check out The Topical's Patreon. We have an all-new Leslie's Mail Sack election special out today that you can hear for as little as $5 a month. And if you want to know who's going to win the presidential election before anyone else does, be sure to tune into Monday's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with OPR's immortal election expert, who's only predicted 12 of the 58 presidential elections correctly, but we still let him guess every 4 years anyway. Boy, I bet those dead voters wish they were him right about now. Anyway, you won't want to miss it. We'll see you Monday.